And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is April 13th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the news from the Nikonian's community. A new ring flash is now available in the US of A. We announced this back in 2007 for Europe, and now the newly named Ray Flash is available. Now this connects to a normal hot shoe speed light such as Nikon's SB800. It's kinda neat and has no pesky cords or cables to get in the way of everything. So if you're doing some studio work and you have a bunch of flashes but you're looking at a ring flash, why don't you check out the new Ray Flash? Sports photographers might be interested in checking out the Augusta Chronicle's week-long blog series about their photography staff at the U.S. Masters Tournament. A bunch of posts as their photography crew goes behind the scenes at the U.S. Masters. Kind of interesting, and of course it starts out with a fantastic picture of all their gear, which is what everybody wants to see anyway. Nikon D40 owners should check out the new firmware update. This is version 1.1.1, and it's available for both Mac and Windows users. Do you need a decent, well, better than decent, point-and-shoot camera? At less than 5 inches wide and only about 3 inches tall, the new Coolpix P80 comes packed with a 10.1 megapixel sensor, a 2.7-inch LCD, and an impressive 18x Nikkor zoom lens with VR. So it's a handy little point-and-shoot camera, and if you're in the market for something fairly decent that you can throw in your backpack or your pocketbook or whatever you carry around with you to do just a little bit of kind of tourist photography when you don't need everything, why don't you check out the new P80? Now that's it for the news, so moving on to the forums, Nikonian Noel Holland has discovered that our very own Jason Odell has a write-up in this month's Nikon Pro magazine. His ebook on Capture NX is in John Clement's article entitled 5 of the Best New Products. And so if you're interested in that and you haven't gotten Jason's book yet, why don't you check out Nikon Pro Magazine and see what other people have to say about it. Nikonian KB Lawson is looking to be a hired gun, or as he says, a hired Nikon, in Kentucky. So if you're in the Kentucky area and you want a second photographer to help you out on shoots, please get in touch with, well, KB Lawson. I don't know his first name. So Mr. Lawson is out there, or Ms. Lawson, I have no idea, but the link is in the blog for you, and you can check that out, or check out the Photographers Wanted thread in the forums as well. Now, in the cafe, we've got a new thread called We on the Team, and this is for you guys to find out all about the Nikonians behind the scenes. All of our team members are starting to post little bios to tell you about us. So if you're interested in kind of who's hiding there behind the website, behind the community, check out that thread. And that is called We on the Team. And as well, another thread to check out is Ultimate NAS. So let the Pixel Wars begin. Check out the link there and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, my forum of the week this week is the Coolpix users group, and yep, that's in honor of the new P80. So if you have a Coolpix and you have some questions or you're thinking about getting one of the Nikon Coolpixes, definitely check out the Coolpix users group. And well, that's where I started, so take a look there. Now, my choice photo this week is called April Snow Sunset, and yes, some of us are still getting snow. It's supposed to be spring, but some of us haven't lucked out yet, so take a look at April Snow Sunset. And I know most of you are tuning in for the news, but a lot of you are here to find out if you won cool stuff. So I have our contest winners. So winning a cap and a pro strap are Danny Levinson of North Carolina and Franz Josef, and I won't even attempt to pronounce his last name because I'm pretty horrible at it, but he's from Hattin in Germany and will also be getting a cap and a pro strap. And Paul Lennon of Harrow in the UK gets a cap and some leg wraps. So thanks, guys, and thank you everyone who wrote in. Now the contest is ongoing, so if you did not win this week, I'm carrying over all entries into next week. And if you haven't entered yet, please do. So this week, what I need you people to do is send me an email to newsflash@nikonians.org and tell me how, not only how you fell in love with Nikon, but how the Nikonians community has helped you. Maybe in your transition to Nikon, maybe you got your Nikon because of Nikonians, or maybe that just helped you along after you already purchased your new Nikon, or did it encourage NAS? Something along those lines, so tie that in. Now be sure to include in your email your full name and postal mailing address, as well as necessary size for tripod leg wraps, if you so desire. Again, I will have one more set of those to give away, as well as caps and Nikonians Pro straps. So I'll have three winners again next week. So make sure you did that. Now, if you entered last week and you aren't sure if you included your mailing address, fire me off another email with your address and I'll make sure you are included in next week's draw. So keep those emails coming. And for everything else, you can always email me questions, comments, and feedback to newsflash@nikonians.org, or simply jump on the podcast feedback forum and give us all a shout out. And I will look forward to hearing more of your stories, which are turning out to be quite fantastic. So that's it for me this week, and I will be back next week for the next edition of Nikonian's Newsflash.